Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you did, because we got Caleb Barlow back on the show. Caleb's been with us before. He's a small business solutions executive with IBM's Lotus division, and he's a former small business owner, just like you and me. That's one of the reasons we like him a lot, and he's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Caleb Barlow, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be back.
Hey, listen, Caleb, tell us about your small business that you had before you went to work for the Lotus.
Oh, well, you know, prior to coming to Lotus, we were I've been in two technology startups, and, you know, one of them was this small startup in the Boston area. We had about 100 employees, and, you know, the funny thing was, even though we were a technology company, we had a lot of the pains that a small business has. I mean, I look at, you know, I mean, granted, you know, this was back in the late 90s when everybody had lots of venture money, but I look at what we paid for certain technology solutions like our office productivity software, or our, you know, even the phones on our desk. And, you know, it's just amazing to me now that I'm, you know, kind of in a role at IBM to really help businesses find new solutions to this, how much we paid for this stuff. And there's just, there are better ways that, you know, just aren't always intuitively out there for people to save a lot of money, whether you're, whether it's how you buy your software, how you buy things like your phone switch, or what solutions you use.
You know, Caleb, I started my small business in 89, a little over 20 years ago. And I, you know, I've been on computers since 76, when I was with Sears back in 76. And then I had my first PC. My first PC, believe it or not, was a Xerox PC.
Wow.
You know, that back in 81. And then I got a Macintosh in 84, I guess it was. And so I've been on computers for a long time. Been buying technology, using technology for a long time. Back in '89, when I got started, I started my business, and my big technology was a laser printer. Cost $4,000 for a laser printer. In those days, one megabyte of RAM, of hard drive, you know, of storage, was probably $1,000. I mean, it was just ridiculous what you had to pay for just for memory back in those days. And, you know, a cell phone was ridiculous. I mean, and which I needed. But you're right. I mean, all the expense that we had for, in those days, rudimentary technology was ridiculous. When I think about what's available to small business owners today, the power, the processing power, the leveraging power, the communication power, for very little money, comparatively speaking, it's really exciting. I it's exciting to be a small business owner in these days.
Well, I'll tell you the other thing too, Jim, is, you know, the amount of data that a small business creates is just an order of magnitude larger than, you know, what you would have had when you get started. I mean, it was just a few years ago that a terabyte of data, which, you know, a terabyte of data is a lot of data.
That's a lot.
Well, that would have cost almost $1 million to run and maintain, not only just a few years ago. Well, now that's a few hundred dollars.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing that's even more staggering, though. You take a lot of businesses, like, you know, one of my favorite to look at is a dental office,
right,
where, you know, x-rays are now digital, patient records are now digital. I mean, it would be hard to be a dentist nowadays and still be based on paper. There's terabytes and terabytes of data getting created at one of these dental offices, and you got to back it up, you got to maintain it, you got to have methodologies, and there's no on-site IT to help you do this.
Well, exactly. So the point you're making is that with all this great new advantages and the economies of scaling up to this technology, there are some things that come along with that. There are some support that you need for that sort of thing. And one of the things that I want you to talk to us today about is how to go to that next level, and especially from the standpoint of going from a peer-to-peer environment. Folks, that's what most of us have right now. Most small business owners, I think that's a safe way to say, the vast majority, maybe, I don't know, Caleb, maybe 90% of your classic small businesses have a peer-to-peer environment. That's where there are PCs on every desk, not any kind of a centralized thing. And so, Caleb, the question today is, how do you decide when to go from peer-to-peer to a centralized server environment? And that's what I want to talk about when we come back after these messages. Caleb Barlow is with us, folks. He's with IBM's Lotus Division, and he's an expert in helping people like you and me decide when to go to the next level. What does that look like? And what are the triggers? What does your business look like when you need to go to that next level? He'll help us with that right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. Out of bed, just hit that streets of running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. It's all free. Thanks to my organization and our corporate partners, which we hope you'll say thanks to by giving them a shout at your business. And, of course, you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, all there on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can check out my blog. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Caleb Barlow is with us. He's with IBM's Lotus Division. We're talking about considering the idea of going from a peer-to-peer, all PC-based platform-based system, environment, whatever you want to call it in your operation, to one that's more centralized with a server. Caleb, let's talk about that a little bit. What's the first place to start? What's the first question that someone should ask themselves if they want to go from peer-to-peer to server-based?
Well, I'll tell you, Jim, the first thing that most people are thinking when they hear this is, okay, I have enough trouble just handling all these desktops and laptops in my company. How am I going to handle a server, Jim? Mm-hmm. And you know, I think this is as much about making the decision to go to a server as it is about making the decision to get some help. And, you know, interestingly enough, getting some help in this case oftentimes can even save you a little money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reasons people might want to move to a server, and when it's time to get a server, you know, it's everything from look around your office. If you see piles and piles of paper there, and, you know, if you're keeping records on paper, you're paying people to file stuff all the time, you got to keep copies of all the paper in case anything happens, like a fire or a flood, it's definitely time to think about going electronic.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, also some things to think about is, you know, how are you backing things up in the event of an emergency? Can you work from home? I mean, I don't know about you, Jim, but, you know, it seems like it's more and more hours every year that I spend at work, and, you know, small businesses aren't any different.
Mm-hmm.
I'd sure like to be able to call in from home. You know, when it's 9 o'clock at night and I think about something I forgot at the office, I'd sure like to be able to hook into my computers from home,
mm-hmm.
have the same experience at home as I do in the office. And you know, that experience is more nowadays than just being able to access my files and my applications.
Well, plus the fact that more and more people are realizing that in order to get the best people, first they're realizing that all my employees don't have to be under my roof. And once they get to that realization, they say, okay, then therefore, if I believe that, and if that's the case, which it is, I don't have to hire somebody in our town. I can hire somebody in the next state over. And so how would they plug into our system?
Well, that's exactly it. And it's more than just how do they plug in. It's also, you know, how does the phone work so that person that's remote is a local extension away? And, you know, maybe even though they're two states away, I actually can get around paying the long-distance charges, mm-hmm. when I call them. You know, there's some very cool things you can do nowadays when you switch to a server infrastructure.
When you're talking server these days, you're not just talking about a piece of equipment. You're talking about systems and software that have been designed for a small business converting from peer-to-peer to a server-based.
Absolutely. And I'm sure you got plenty of people out there that are listening going, oh, you've got to be kidding me. Here's some guy from IBM trying to tell me that I need to buy all kinds of infrastructure. Well, Jim, part of my message is nowadays with today's technology, you can deliver all that on one piece of equipment. The phone switch, the mail server, the file server, your applications, your website, the remote connectivity, the firewall to prevent the bad guys from getting access to your data, the thing to check to make sure you haven't got a virus on your machine. All of that nowadays, Jim, can be delivered on one machine, and it's something new called an appliance.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about a washer machine or a dryer here. I'm talking about a highly specialized piece of equipment for a small business.
And this is a device that is being, I mean, a lot of different organizations are thinking about the appliance approach, aren't they?
Absolutely, because, you know, I mean, I think there's really two avenues nowadays for a small business. Either you got to go and, you know, bite the bullet and get something installed in your office, or you go with a hosted solution, and, you know, mm-hmm. there's just challenges with hosted solutions, too. Mm-hmm. But there's this new thing emerging called an appliance that kind of gives you the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
It's managed remotely. You know, you got kind of a partner that you're working with that's managing this thing at a very low cost, remotely. So they're not coming in every week.
Now, when you say managed, you just mean managed from a diagnostic standpoint, not from a managing your files are all right there resident in your building. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everything's there. You've still got control.
This is not an offsite hosted thing, folks. This is what he's talking about. These appliances he's talking about are just diagnostically. Somebody can check it from offsite to if there's something breaks or if there's something you need adjusted, they can do that offsite.
Well, here's the big point, Jim. One of the things that these small business owners realize is that, you know, when something breaks on your typical server and your local IT person's coming out to help you fix it, you're paying from them the minute they jump
mm-hmm.
in the car,
mm-hmm.
they drive out there, they fix it, they drive back, and, you know, it seems like more and more they're coming out there every week.
Right.
You know, there's these patches and upgrades, and I'm sure there's lots of small business owners that kind of keep getting that bill going.
Well, that's part of it, but also another thing is if I had a new employee and I've got peer-to-peer, I know how to go buy a PC and put it on the desk and make it work. I don't necessarily know how to hook up the wires and everything from a desktop unit to your appliance, as you were talking about. We'll come back after these messages. I want you to clear that up. How do we, you know, how does all that work? And do I have to learn something new? Do I have to get somebody new to come in and do it? Or, you know, do I have to scrap the boxes I have? That's another big issue for a lot of small business owners. Quick break, 10 till, right back with Caleb Barlow. Stay with me. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Caleb Barlow. He's with the Lotus Division of IBM. Caleb, you and I are going to do a webinar on this very topic we've been talking about, on getting control of your IT, your technology, getting control of that and controlling your growth by getting control of that. We and I are going to do a webinar in about a week on the 1st of September, right?
That's right.
There's a landing page where people can go to subscribe and to sign up for that. It's all free, right?
It's all free, and they can either get to it off of your website.
Yep.
Or they can go to www.lotusfoundations.com/controlyourfuture. That's
okay.
LotusFoundations.com, control your future.
And folks, it's a free webinar. It'll take an hour. It'll be in and out in an hour, and it'll be a lot of fun. If you've attended the ones that we've done before with other IBM folks and me, we know we're going to have a lot of fun. There'll be a Q&A session at the end, so check it out. LotusFoundations.com/controlyourfuture. Subscribe for free, and I'll be telling you more about it. It's on my newsletter. It's on my website. It's really good stuff, folks. Okay, Caleb, answer my question about and of course your product, the IBM product is a Lotus Foundations appliance, right?
That's right. If folks want to learn anything more about what I'm talking about, they can just go out to that Lotus Foundations website. There's a number there. They can even give us a call, and we'll be happy to talk to them more.
So I know how to get a PC. I know how to put that on. I've installed those myself, you know, for years. So I'm a small business owner. I know what that costs. I can, yeah, it'll cost me $900. I can put it on the desk, and it's, and I got a new employee and rock and roll, and but in an hour I got them working. If I want to convert my thing, my whole system over to this appliance system you're talking about, what does that take?
Well, here's the point, Jim. And you know, I'm going to throw you under the bus here for a second on something you just said. I actually don't think you know what that costs, because I think the thing that people don't realize, particularly with software, is software today has unbelievable margins. And you know, the point is, where do most folks buy this? Well, you know, you probably go out to your local office supply store when you need a PC, you need some office productivity software, and you buy it. Well, you know, that you're throwing away a lot of money, because let me put it right. This way: I'm sure that the folks on the line here that maybe, you know, are chefs and manage a restaurant, they're not going to go out and buy a, they're not going to go out and buy the supplies they need at the grocery store. They're going to work with a business partner. They're going to work with someone that gets them from a they're going to buy them from a wholesaler.
Well, so you're saying I don't have to worry about buying a piece, about buying the server and all that. I just need to find a local IT professional who knows how to install these appliances for me. And they'll give me a bid on what it would take, lock and key.
Absolutely, because here's the thing: A, you're going to get a better deal, particularly in this economy, because these business partners have access to discounts that you don't. The second thing is, you know, you're working with a trusted source that can help you put together the right solution. And in many cases, a lot of this stuff you may need, believe it or not, in today's world, you don't need to pay for.
Yeah.
I think the most common mistake a small business makes is when they go out and buy, particularly their office productivity software, you know, spreadsheets, word processors, et cetera, and they pay for those. I mean, do you know, in today's world, most of that stuff you can actually get for free.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you work with one of these trusted business partners, you've got the ability to hopefully get this stuff put together less expensively. You know it's going to work because somebody's got your back. And then when something does go wrong, you've got a relationship with somebody you can call. It doesn't mean you need to have a, you know, it doesn't mean you need to have them on a retainer where they're constantly coming in necessarily, but at least when something goes wrong, you've got somebody that already knows the solution you have and knows how to go fix it. And, you know, part of what we're pitching from IBM is, you know, I was listening to your conversation earlier about healthcare, right? And the biggest problem with healthcare is you got to take the cost out of the equation.
Right.
Well, the same's true with IT. If I can take the cost out of a truck having to roll out to your business every time, you know, you've got a virus or you add a new person or something needs to get patched,
right,
I can dramatically reduce the cost of the whole equation. And we're trying
to find that out. Backup and all that. So here's the question. So a small business out in Flyover America, they should call a local IT supplier, a service organization, and say, I'm interested in one of these IT appliances.
Yes.
Give me a proposal on what that would take.
Absolutely.
It's that simple.
It's that simple, and if they don't know who to call or they're kind of lost, go out to lotusfoundations.com, give us a call on the phone, we'll help you find somebody.
You find somebody. And folks, these are small business owners in your market, just like you are. What great advice, Caleb. Thanks for being here. Good job today. I'll see you in about a week. We're going to do that webinar.
All right. Thanks a ton, Jim.
Caleb Barlow, ladies and gentlemen. He and I will, I'll be back after, actually tomorrow. I'm going to be gone for just 24 hours. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.